Start your day with Morning Edition and wind it down with All Things Considered, only on KPBS. From global headlines to local stories, stay informed, inspired, and connected. Tune in daily or listen anytime at kpbs.org.
Good morning, I'm Andrew Dyer, in for Lawrence K. Jackson. It's Monday, November 10th. How will Poway fill its vacant council seat? That's coming up. But first, the headlines. San Diego SNAP recipients are getting their November benefits. SNAP, or CalFresh in California, is the federal food assistance program. Benefits are issued on EBT cards, but were delayed because of the government shutdown. But late last week, a federal court ordered the benefits be paid in full. The county says about 400,000 residents receive the income-based benefits. Get out of the way, Mo. The autonomous ride-hailing service is coming to San Diego next year. The company already operates self-driving taxis in LA, San Francisco, Phoenix, Atlanta, and Austin. Waymo announced expansions into three cities last week: Las Vegas, Detroit, and San Diego. The company says its driverless cars navigate by first creating detailed maps. The car uses these maps, real-time sensors, and AI to know its exact location on the road at all times. The company says its AI detects pedestrians, cyclists, and other vehicles and is able to anticipate what they each may do. There have been issues. Just last week in San Francisco, a Waymo struck and killed a well-known and well-loved bodega cat named Kit Kat. The incident has riled the community and led to calls for stricter permitting for the vehicles. Finally, if you're a fan of tall ships like the Colombian Navy's Gloria that was in town over the weekend, you won't have to wait long to see another one. On Tuesday, the Norwegian tall ship Statsraad Lehmkuhl sails into San Diego for a five-day visit. The ship's scheduled to arrive tomorrow morning between 7 and 9 o'clock. It'll be escorted by ships from the Maritime Museum. From KPBS, you're listening to San Diego News Now. Stay with me for more of the local news you need.
KPBS On Demand is supported by Paint Care, offering households and businesses in California more than 800 leftover paint drop-off sites for recycling. Quantities of 100-plus gallons of paint may qualify for a large volume pickup. Learn more at paintcare.org.
Poway Council member Tony Blaine resigned last week, one day after voters recalled him. But his resignation is still reverberating in the city. The city council held a special meeting Friday to decide what's next in filling his now vacant seat. Reporter Alexander Nguyen has the details.
His photo no longer on the wall. His seat is empty and his nameplate removed from the dais. But Tony Blaine's presence is still being felt in the Poway City Council chambers.
Didn't expect to be here this soon.
Mayor Steve Voss had expected to have this conversation in December, after the Registrar of Voters certified the election, namely how to best fill Tony Blaine's seat.
We made a commitment back in April that if we had a vacancy in the first 18 months of a term, we would hold a special election.
The question now is, when would the election be? The earliest the city can hold the election is mid-April, and the latest is June, which would coincide with the primary election.
I would like to know the cost.
Cost is a concern, and with 6 weeks separating the would-be special election from the primary, the council voted to get more cost information from the registrar by their December 16th meeting. Alexander Nguyen, KPBS News.
Families throughout California are having fewer children. That means fewer students in local school districts. In San Diego, the South Bay Union School District is planning to adjust by closing schools in the coming years. Education reporter Katie Anastas has new details on how it might work.
The South Bay Union School District is shrinking. Enrollment has dropped by nearly half since 2011. And new data show the district has lost even more students than expected this year. Assistant Superintendent Rigo Lara says that means losing even more funding.
And these are ongoing losses. This isn't money that's coming back. It's just an ongoing loss. So having less kids than projected is even a bigger impact than we had previously thought.
In May, the district school board voted to close Central Elementary School after this school year. They'll soon decide where those students go next. The board discussed two possibilities on Thursday night. One would send Central students to neighboring schools. The other would redraw school boundaries throughout the district to balance out the number of students at each campus. The school board will vote on a plan on Wednesday. Katie Anastas, KPBS News.
Scripps Research has begun recruiting people to test a well-known obesity drug as a way to treat long COVID. SciTech reporter Thomas Fudge says persistent COVID-19 symptoms afflict hundreds of millions of people worldwide.
Fatigue, joint pain, and cognitive problems, sometimes called brain fog, those are the symptoms. And so far, there's no treatment for long COVID. But tirzepatide, a drug used to treat obesity and diabetes, has shown a lot of promise. In fact, one survey of about 300 long COVID sufferers showed the drug gave relief to 60 to 90% of them. Scripps Research Programs Director Julia Moore Vogel lives with long COVID, and she says that's very promising. But more proof is needed, especially for insurance companies, to cover the cost of the drug.
The challenge and the barrier for a lot of people is the insurance coverage piece, where the insurance company, of course, is going to require more rigorous data before they're going to pay for it, especially given how expensive these drugs are.
The clinical trial run by Scripps Research will examine 1,000 people with long COVID. Half will take tirzepatide and half will take a placebo. Thomas Fudge, KPBS News.
The city of San Diego is currently building phase one of its Pure Water project. The facility will recycle 30 million gallons of sewage into drinkable water every day. In our Why It Matters segment, Voice of San Diego CEO Scott Lewis discusses why the next phase may be put on hold.
It's one of the largest infrastructure projects ever undertaken in the region, and it's just phase one. But after a tumultuous few months at the city of San Diego, officials may rethink the more ambitious phase two. To understand why, you have to accept a strange fact about San Diego right now. We actually have too much water. And now a fight between the City of San Diego leaders and regional leaders has broken out about whether the city should keep creating more water through recycling before we are able to sell off the excess supply we already have. These tensions overflowed last week when the City of San Diego's City Council debated and approved a compounded 32% water rate increase over the next 2 years. County Water Authority officials warned the city that if they went forward with phase two, it was going to be even worse. County officials are working hard to sell water to cities around Los Angeles or even in Nevada or Arizona. But if they are not successful, and if we go forward with phase two of the water recycling plan, we'll have even more water we do not need and even higher bills to pay it off. I'm Scott Lewis for Voice San Diego, and that's why it matters.
From elaborate structures to simple backyard tree houses, buildings have been built around trees since time immemorial. But what about a house built around a rock? There is such a place in Jamul. But as reporter John Carroll tells us, this is no ordinary house, and it is definitely no ordinary rock.
Video from a drone shows the mustard-colored house, perched atop a hill in Jamul, looking similar to other custom homes in the area. But from the ground, this home's uniqueness begins to reveal itself.
I had never heard of anything like it. It was an incredible concept.
The concept? To build a house around a boulder, a 14-foot boulder. The house is now for sale. The voice you just heard is Janine Savory. She's the real estate agent in charge of finding its next owner. Savory's been in the business for 25 years, but this is the first time she's seen anything like this.
Although I hadn't heard about it, once I started marketing it, so many people came forward and said, oh, I remember this. I've seen it in the past. Or I had someone say that they came and helped build it. It was like a community build when it was being done.
That was in 2000. Architect Drew Hubble designed the home, and if that name sounds familiar, it's because Hubble is the son of famed San Diego artist James Hubble. The younger Hubble says the original owners had some very specific ideas, and at the center of it all, the boulder.
They came with a book of about 20 pages of building program, which is unique for a client, and one of them was the boulder behind me. It was really a spirit to the property for them. there was history of Kumeyaay being around the area and evidence of fires being lit underneath the boulder.
The boulder sits in a shallow moat, a small waterfall providing a soothing sound throughout the great room on one side, the primary bedroom on the other. But the boulder and its moat provide more than an imposing presence.
The moat serves another purpose in that it mediates the temperature swing along with the thermal mass of the boulder, so it keeps it in that low 60s range of temperatures.
Thermal mass is defined as the ability of a material, in this case the boulder, to store heat and release it naturally when the interior temperature dips. On the flip side, it provides a cooling effect during hot weather. The house has an old-fashioned cast iron stove for extra heating if needed, but there is no central heat or air. There's something else unique about this home that is out of sight, almost. Its walls are made of straw bales, which are plastered over. The home follows a tradition of straw bale construction with a framed opening on a wall. It's called a truth window, a way to see the actual straw. It helps the boulder and moat in regulating the interior temperature.
We worked on this home throughout the summer when the temperatures were up to 100 degrees outside. And when you came inside the home, it was always a real comfortable 78-ish. So the cooling properties of it combined with the heating from the exterior and then the superior insulation of the straw bale, it really did self-regulate to like a nice, comfortable temperature.
At nearly 3,500 square feet, the home is not huge. There are two guest bedrooms, and the kitchen is part of the great room. But then there are the outside spaces. Small courtyards with fountains and seating areas on different sides of the house. A pool and jacuzzi were added several years ago, and there's a Spanish-style arcade that's on the west side of the home. From there, you can see all the way to Point Loma on a clear day. Back inside, there's something else, more subtle, a nod to the house's creators. James Hubble lent his artistry to various colored rock inlays found throughout the home, a vibrant touch from one of San Diego's most revered artists.
Color was very important, and really nature was the inspiration, and so many beautiful colors come, you know, from nature. So that was his biggest inspiration.
Sitting on its perch above Jamul, the house is not too far from urban San Diego, but it's also certain to retain its rural flavor. That's because it's adjacent to the San Diego National Wildlife Refuge and the Rancho Jamul Ecological Reserve, a place rooted in the ancient history of what we now call San Diego County, with a boulder bringing benefits seen and unseen to whoever's lucky enough to live in it next. John Carroll, KPBS News.
That's it for the podcast today. As always, you can find more San Diego news online at kpbs.org. I'm Andrew Dyer. Lawrence K. Jackson will be back tomorrow. Thanks for listening and have a great Monday.
KPBS On Demand is supported by the San Diego County Toyota Dealers, presenting a new 2025 Corolla. With classic styling, available 10.5-inch touchscreen display, Toyota Safety Sense 3.0, and more. See your Toyota dealer for all Corolla options. The San Diego County Toyota Dealers. We make it easy.